In this video, I'm going to talk you through some ways to link your social media and your blog. Now, for the purposes of this video, I'm going to assume that you have a WordPress blog because that's the most popular blogging platform. If you have a different type of site, then what I'm going to explain in this video is still possible to do. It's just going to be a lot more difficult. But if you have a WordPress site, then what I'm going to explain here is actually going to be quite simple. Now, there are several reasons why you would want to link your social media and your blog. First of all, it makes sure that your blog never looks tired. And it saves you from having to update it quite so often, because once you update your social media, you update your blog at the same time. Now, the more often your blog gets updated, the more often it gets crawled by search engines. And that increases its position in the search engine ranking positions, otherwise known as SERPs. Now, the first one that I want to tell you about is how you go about adding your latest tweets into the sidebar of your blog. Okay, the first thing to do is to log into your WordPress dashboard. Come over here to where it says plugins, and then click here where it says add new. And the plugin that we're going to install is this one, WP Twitter Feeds. And you can do a search for it here in the search box. So just click here where it says install now. And there we go, that's installed. All I have to do now is click here where it says activate plugin. There we go, that's done. And now you can see it's here in the plugins page. Okay, I'm going to set this up so that it displays tweets in the main sidebar. So what we're going to do, come up here to where it says appearance and then widgets. Okay, and if I scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see WP Twitter Feeds. So let's just drag that up into the main sidebar. Just drag it up to the top of the page. Okay, and here we have it in the main sidebar. And you've got a few things here you need to add in. You have to add the widget title, which we're going to keep with the default setting of latest tweets. You have to enter your Twitter username. The tweet's cache time in minutes, I'm going to leave it at the default setting of 4. The number of tweets to fetch, I'm going to leave that at 3. And then you have to have the Twitter API settings. And for that, you have to get that from Twitter. So let me just pause the video and take you to their website. To create an API key, come here to apps.twitter.com and click here on the link where it says, please sign in with your Twitter account to create and maintain Twitter apps. So we just click there. And you enter your phone number, email or username and your password into these boxes here. And you can either check or uncheck the box that says remember me. So let me just pause the video while I do that. And when that's done, click on the button here to log in. And it's telling me I don't currently have any Twitter apps, so I'm going to click here on this button that says Create New App. And it takes you through to this page, and there's some information you have to enter. First of all, you want the application name, and this has to be a unique name. It mustn't contain the word Twitter. And it must be different from every other application name that there is out there, which is quite a tall order. So what I usually do is enter my website URL or the first part of it and a number, and that will mean that it'll be a unique name. So let's just enter that in. Then you have to enter the description, and this isn't publicly available. It's just something that will show up if you log in again and need to create another app. So it's just for your own memory jogging, really. And then you also need to enter the website URL, and this has to be the full URL of the website, including the HTTP. Then you have the callback URL. And in most cases, like the one that we're going to use here, you don't need to enter anything into this field here. You can actually leave this blank. So let's just enter this other information in. And when all that is done, you have to scroll down and agree to the developer agreement. It's all sort of fairly straightforward. You've got all the legal stuff. So you check the box that says, yes, I agree. And then you click here, create your Twitter application. And there we go. It's telling me that my application has been created and it's got the application name. Now I need to get the API key and the API secret. And sometimes these are also referred to as the consumer key and the consumer secret, respectively. So to get those, I need to click on this tab here that says keys and access tokens. And you can see we've got the consumer key and the consumer secret. And what I need to do now is to copy and paste these into the application. So let me just pause the video while I do that. Okay, that's pasted in. You'll notice, though, there's another couple of things that you need to fill out, the access token and the access token secret. And to set that up, it's a separate operation back on the Twitter website. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on the button here that says Create My Access Token. And it's saying my application access token has been successfully generated. So if I just scroll down to the bottom of the page, you can see we have it here. So let's just copy and paste this information. And that's done. One thing about the access token, it is hyphenated, and on some monitors you'll find that it is on two lines when you get it out of the Twitter website. You want to make sure that you get it all, so sometimes you might need to make sure that you get the top line and the bottom line, but it all goes in the same place here on your website. Okay, let's just scroll down a bit. You can also show Twitter intents or hide Twitter intents text. The style, you can have list or a slider. I'm going to leave it at list. You can have a circular avatar image, display the avatar image, exclude quoted replies, show a go after the time, and you can set Twitter like short time or screen time. You can show the widget border, and you can have a different theme if you wish. I'm going to leave all this at the default settings and just click here on save. And there we go, that's saved. So let's go to the main website. I'm going to click here on visit site. And there we go. You can see we've got the latest tweets in the sidebar. And you can tell this is a demonstrator account because I don't use it all that often. But if I was a regular tweeter, these would be updated fairly regularly. And of course, every time I put a tweet to Twitter, then my blog gets updated at the same time, which is pretty cool. One way to make sure that you get more engagement between your blog and social media is to ensure that your site is easy to share. And there is a very good plugin which will allow you to do that. And the plugin I'm going to use for this is called Shareaholic. And I've installed it already, and the process is the same as in the last section here. And you'll see that it's installed the Shareaholic link down here. And it's also saying that I can get started now. So let's just click up here on this button. Opens this pop-up, and once you clicked on the Get Started button, you're agreeing to the Terms of Service and the Privacy Policy, both of which you can read on their website. So let's just click here to get started. Now, you can register with Shareaholic to get all these extra features here. And you do so by simply clicking here where it says sign up for free. But you don't have to have all those to make it work. And I'm going to skip those for this demonstration. But basically, what you can do is you can have here related and promoted content. And you can put these buttons under a post or under a page. And you can also have them under the index or under the category, and you can edit the related and promoted content settings. You can have the different share buttons and so on. And you can also customize what these buttons look like. Let me just show you here. I'll click on the customize button. You can change the theme. You can change the number of posts, and this gives you an idea as to what it will look like when they show the related content underneath your page or post. Okay, we should click on Save Settings if you've changed it, or just click up here on the X if you haven't. I haven't, so I'm just going to click on the X. You can also edit the share button settings. Let me just click on that. Opens up this pop-up window, and all this is fairly straightforward, but there is one thing that I will show you, which is the follow buttons, and you can use this to get lots of extra followers to Facebook and Twitter and so on from your blog. Let's just click here where it says edit, and you can set the arrangement of the buttons, but also if I scroll down a bit, you've spaces here. Oops. You can enter the username for Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and a whole lot of other sites. And what this will do is it will encourage people to follow you on these various social media sites from directly within your blog. And it's a very, very powerful way of doing it. Now, obviously, this is just a demo, so I'm not going to enter any information here. But if this were a real site, I would put my usernames here in these boxes. Okay, let's just close the box here by clicking on the X. Okay, let's activate that. And click here to save settings. And there you go, it's saying settings successfully saved. Let's just go to the main site and I'll show you what it looks like. Click here on Visit Site. And there we go. There are the buttons on the page. And this just makes it so easy for people to share the content on Facebook and Twitter and all these other social media sites. Plus, of course, if we'd set up the Follow Me section, people could easily follow you on these social media sites as well. So there you go, just two ways that you can link your social media and your blog to get the best out of both of them.